This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the education items that were a part of the 2023 regular legislative session.
I've worked on retirement issues with our retirement system.
I would say that the Senate Appropriations Committee spent months going through these budget items.
Education is a perennial issue for state lawmakers. Each year, there is at least one education-related measure that usually turns into an omnibus vehicle that takes in some aspect of education in our state. In this case, Senate Bills 4, 42, and 89 took on a bigger role when the three proposals were rolled into one. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City is among this measure's supporters.
Critical race theory and not wanting our children to be taught the CRT in our schools, but it was important in this bill to not say we're banning critical race theory because then, you know, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, it could be taught. The same type of things could be taught under just a different name.
Senate Bills 4, 42, and 89 was not successful this session. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says senators continue to push for education reforms.
We are obviously big supporters of public education. We believe that teachers are completely underpaid. We also understand that funding is the biggest priority when it comes to education for us. We want to make sure schools have the ability to keep their doors open, not be it 4 days a week, but five, because it just makes sense for parents and students.
Reforms, though, can take on different meanings for different people. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe says he sponsored two proposals relating to teacher retirement this year.
Trying to make it easier for schools to allow retired teachers to come back into schools and work, whether that's in the classroom or sitting in a bus seat or pushing a lawnmower, making it to where they can staff some positions with some retired teachers.
While Senate Bill 75 was successful this year, Senate Bill 77 was not. Teacher retirement is only one aspect of education in Missouri. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City, who serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, says this panel spent a lot of time on education this year.
And our focus was always on making historic investments in education and infrastructure and social services. And make investments in things like teacher pay and in programs that will allow us to put young people into the teacher pipeline. I think that is something will not only benefit the state right now, but it's something we have to do down the line.
In the meantime, state law says the executive branch has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. In what some are calling a surprise move, the governor signed 31 of the remaining bills late on Thursday afternoon and vetoed one. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.